The Victorian government says it won't sign on to the National Energy Guarantee until the coalition commits to increasing future emissions reduction targets and legislates. It's part of a list of conditions Spring Street wants met before it considers signing up to the NEG, the National Energy Guarantee. Lily D'Ambrosio is Victoria's Energy Minister, and I spoke to her a short time ago. Victoria wants Josh Frydenberg to delay a final state sign-off on the National Energy Guarantee until after Parliament has legislated the scheme's emission target. Why?
We've been very clear to the federal government that we want to keep working on the National Energy Guarantee. It is absolutely important that we finally draw a line under the anxiety around the lack of a consistent and long-term national energy policy. However, we want to make sure that whatever it is that is implemented is workable and is also potentially flexible and responsive to changing circumstances. This is very important that we actually don't lock in for the long term, for 10 years, high emissions and high prices. So we've got the opportunity to get this right, and I've been very clear on behalf of the Victorian government. We want to keep working with the federal government and other jurisdictions, work through, deal with all of the mechanism questions regarding the NEG, and importantly, ensure that the federal legislation that makes its way through the parliament is actually able to have the mechanisms in place for higher ambition, which ultimately is vital to get more generation investment happening and lower prices and more jobs.
But Minister, you've turned around the order. You're now demanding that the federal government legislate the emissions target before you sign on to the NEG.
What we've said, and we haven't turned around the order, we've got to be very clear about how we've ended up in this situation. We had a federal government that had themselves developed up an artificial timeframe and an order for managing through a new national energy policy together with climate change issues. So it was a construct very much designed around the maximising the political benefit to the federal government of potentially having an early election where they could potentially tick off and say they've solved the energy issues and take that to an early federal election. Now, that's not on the cards anymore. People are very clear. They can see that there's unlikely to be an early federal election. We have time to get this right. The other thing is that it is actually within the authority of Josh Frydenberg and the federal government to move its federal legislation along. There is absolutely no requirement or imperative for the states to sign up to the NEG before they present their federal legislation to the party room and then ultimately negotiate its progress through the federal parliament. We've been clear that we will continue to talk. We'll continue to negotiate to make sure we get...
But you won't sign on until it's signed, sealed and delivered in legislation by the Federal Parliament.
Well, I think that's important. Otherwise, we're simply signing on to something with a blindfold on.
So what are you fearful of? What do you think will happen if you sign on Friday without the legislation?
Well, we don't know what the legislation will look like once it goes through the party room and goes through the federal parliament. Now, we have some conditions to ensure that, and it's an obligation on us morally also as a state that has a very strong agenda on renewable energy and climate action to ensure that we don't create something that will lock in very high emissions levels and high prices. The more energy supply we can get into the system, the better off everybody will be.
But you've been saying you won't support the National Energy Guarantee until the Prime Minister can confirm it will make it past the party room. Now, you've actually increased the benchmark today. It used to be about the party room. Now you're saying the full legislation has to be there.
No, that's not the case at all. What we've said, and we've said this all along internally in conversations that we've had across jurisdictions, and there's been plenty of that over the past weeks, and including with Minister Frydenberg, that there are issues that we want to see addressed as jurisdictions. They have been articulated. We need to make sure that we don't lock in high emissions and very high prices. Now, let's be clear about this too. What has changed in recent weeks is this. We started from a position where the federal government had said that they would have review mechanisms in federal legislation in 2025 and allow for the opportunity to increase the targets. That is actually, they've actually gone backwards on that. So they've actually changed the starting point. We've also had since then very clear modelling and report from the Energy Security Board that has actually shown that the federal government's own emissions target will actually be almost met within the first year of the National Energy Guarantee policy being implemented. So you really have to wonder, if that is the case, what actually will occur in the 10 years to 2030 when there will be very little opportunity to ratchet up the emissions and lower those energy prices.
If you want this legislated, you want the target legislated before you'll sign on, does that attitude just render this Friday's meeting pointless?
No, it's not pointless at all. I've reached out to Minister Frydenberg. I've said to him quite plainly, Josh, you know the issues that we've raised now over recent weeks. Queensland has raised the same issues. The ACT government has raised the same issues.
Well, today, earlier today at a press conference, Josh Frydenberg said, you know, he ruled out your demands for changes to the NEG. He says they're 11th hour demands. That's You've had a long true. Time to prepare for this meeting. Why only bring these things up so close to COAG?
That's not true.
He says, you know, these things are new to him. Legislating this new to him.
That's not true. That is absolutely not true. And I can.
How long have you said to Josh Frydenberg, you must pass this the targets through Parliament before we sign on?
What we've been very clear across several jurisdictions and with the federal government is that there are some outstanding concerns that we need to address. Let's work through them, and we want to continue to.
But on that issue, the substantive issue of legislating the targets. When did this position emerge?
I've put it to him during the course of recent weeks, absolutely.
But it's a very recent position?
Well, it's not a very recent. Let's be very clear about this, okay? The Energy Security Board has basically presented its final evidence at the end of last week, okay? The end of last week. Now, for anyone to think that a responsible government can simply lock themselves in to a predetermined position without actually allowing an opportunity to consider the evidence, which is now before us, would be laughed at. And we're not going to compromise the investment that we want to see coming to Victoria and is coming to Victoria courtesy of the VRET scheme and the jobs that come with it, thousands of jobs. We're not going to put that at risk. Because Josh Frydenberg doesn't like the idea that he needs to negotiate. Now, whether he negotiates with the states around the Energy Council table, and if he doesn't like that, he's still got to negotiate these matters through the Parliament.
Okay, but the Greens have been leafleting against the NEG in inner city seats currently held by Labor. The Energy Minister says they're wagging Labor's tail. Are you stalling on this because you're afraid of those seats turning green at the state election?
We don't take directions from any other political party.
But you're under pressure, aren't you, from your left-wing flank?
No. Let's be clear about what Labor's agenda is, and let's be clear about what Labor's own policies are that we've determined for ourselves. Okay, so we've got very strong renewable energy targets. We've legislated those targets. 40% by 2025. That's going to create about 10,000 jobs in Victoria and draw billions of dollars of investment to our state. Secondly, we've legislated strong emissions reduction targets, net zero emissions by 2050. Our government is absolutely clear and committed to good environmental outcomes, renewable energy technologies, because we know we need to plan the transition to a low carbon economy. When we do that and we do it well, we actually create jobs and we put downward pressure on prices.
Okay,
the recipe that Josh Frydenberg has presented will achieve none of that.
Minister, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Patricia.
That's Lily D'Ambrosio. She's the Victorian Energy Minister.